Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, there's nothing more entertaining than an affair where their exes start dating.
Huh?
I love this. Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, who are the couple from Good Morning America, who got busted having an affair. Mm-hmm. Somebody got pictures of them at a cabin in upstate New York, trying to get away for the weekend. It didn't work because they were in the woods. Somebody went deep for that, boy.
Deep woods.
We just found out now that they have come out publicly, because Good Morning America let them go. Mm-hmm. It was an image issue, period.
Right.
Nobody wants that on their happy morning show. Our anchors are having an affair.
That ain't part of the Good Morning.
Good Morning America.
They said, this isn't the Good Morning way.
Well, we just found out yesterday their ex-husband and ex-wife now dating.
What'd you just say?
You heard me. Their ex-husband and ex-wife are now dating. And Andrew, I know her husband, Andrew Hsu. He was on Melrose Place and a million other things.
Okay.
You'd have to be older to know him.
Sure.
But I remember him. And then his ex-wife, Mary Lee Feibig, I don't know if I'm saying that right, they're dating and have been for about 6 months.
No way.
They sought each other's comfort in the divorces.
Yeah, they couple swapped. You could just say that. I get it. They couple swapped.
Isn't that crazy?
No, so they're just swingers.
No.
What?
Swinging is when everybody's playing together. They're not.
Oh, they're not playing. Oh,
they're
playing
separately.
Got it. You're right.
You know what the best part of this story would be? Is that when TJ Holmes and Amy Robach split, as they will, they're doing a lot for show right now.
Sure,
this affair is not going to end well.
I get that.
Wouldn't it be funny if their exes ended up actually being together for like 20 years?
They get married.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Happily ever after.
And these two end up alone.
I mean, they say you find your soulmate in the weirdest ways.
That's the Hallmark movie I would have written. Just saying.
I'd watch it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Topic. Oh, hello. I was talking to DZ about my kids' basketball last night. 103.7 Kiss FM. See, we really do talk when we're off the air.
You think we stop talking ever?
If people want to know what we're doing while we're playing music, talking.
Why you think I lost my voice? I don't stop talking.
They could just stop all the music and we could just sit here and talk for 4 hours.
What you trying to do? I will delete every song out of here right now. What you want to do?
We could do it. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I was telling DZ about Owen's basketball practice last night, which I'll tell you guys about another time in the show because we have to talk about something else first.
Which
involves the dentist appointment me and my children went to yesterday.
Oh, the dentist.
You know, the appointment that you make 6 months in advance and then you forget about it till it pops up one day.
When they call you a couple days before and you're like, oh.
Shoot, ooh. It's tomorrow. Ooh. Okay, then.
Okay.
Yet, you feel so accomplished that you made that appointment and you actually still have it 6 months later. I got to be honest.
That's true.
So we're going to talk about what happened yesterday at the dentist. I have to tell you, it's so funny what went down with the boys. Don't forget, though, lots of winning on the show today. We start with my favorite things at 7:25.
That's one.
And your chance to win all of them. Mm-hmm. Then Summerfest Power Passes at 7:45.
Yes, Summerfest planning now, baby.
What about Harlem Globetrotters tickets at 8:40?
Get you a little some slice for the New Year's Eve.
And if that's not enough, we're giving you a trip to Mexico at 9 a.m.
You know what? I can't even do the Mexican. You know what I'm trying.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Your voice, are you okay?
Yes, Barry White is here today.
Hey, Barry. So it's Barry White. Is, that's me. I'm Barry White.
We got Barry and Barry in the house. What up? the new Millie with Millie.
The new morning show on Kiss FM. Barry and Barry.
Don't
here
make
we
me
are.
Laugh.
Barry and Barry,
laugh.
Actually. Sorry, DZ. Okay, take a sip of your tea.
Got it.
You have hot tea in here.
Ooh, hot tea.
And hopefully that'll help your voice. We're going to play a song. And then coming up next, I have to tell you what went down yesterday with the boys at the dentist.
Bet.
I screwed us over, and I always do this. Well, I screwed myself over, actually.
Huh?
We'll talk about it next. Kiss FM. Olivia Rodrigo, 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ, though. Or, as we like to call ourselves today, Very and Barry.
That's right.
Because he... Barry White over here losing his voice. And yeah. I'm Barry White.
I just find it funny that I lose my voice and I sound like this. Why?
You sound even better. I know that's crazy, but you already have a good voice, and then you start to lose it, and you sound better.
My wife's over here like, you should lose your voice more often.
She's
big
like,
dog.
Hey, Poppy. Aaron's like, come here. You're like, what up? Hey, baby. You know what's funny? DZ sounds like Allie on a normal day.
Get out of here.
Losing his voice.
Oh, man.
I crack myself up. Okay. So real talk. Let's reset. Okay, DZ. Yesterday, it came. It happened. Our dentist appointments, our six-month dentist appointments.
Yep, the follow-ups
you know,
from
because,
last year.
And they made them again when I was in there, the six-month appointment. And yeah. she says to me, the hygienist, what are you doing on June 18th? I go, sold. Sold for $315 on
coming
a Tuesday.
Here.
Sounds great.
Looks like I'll be seeing you.
Then I said, if I need to change it, I will. But the fact that they make those appointments and we actually show up for them. I had to go get the boys out of school. What's up?
Has a date ever not worked so far ahead?
No.
Because I've never said no to any date. No. I'm like, I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's always worked
whatever
out.
I get, I'll be here.
Always.
I'll be here.
Always. We went to the dentist and we're driving there and Hudson goes, do you remember? Do you remember? I go, remember what? And
right.
He goes, that if we don't have cavities, we get a toy. I said that 6 months ago. I go, damn.
And he remembered.
Of course he did.
He probably wrote it down.
He probably did, dude. And so I go, damn. So I've never in my life been like, get a cavity.
Praying, fingers
so
crossed.
We get there and I'm like, cheaper. Fine. And Owen goes, is that me too? And I go, yes, fine. So we go in there and nobody has any cavities.
Mm.
Nobody.
Dang.
Yeah, I was like, damn. And so then it turned into, are we going to Target on the way home? Are we going to Target? And I was like,
I said, hold on, I got to check with the doctor. Are you sure? You can't even make one up?
Not one?
Fake one.
Not one at all?
Nothing.
And they were like, no. But I was explaining to the boys on the way there, I said, the dentist is not scary anymore. It used to be when I was a kid. It used to be not a comfortable.
Yeah.
It was the tools that you could hear were scarier than ever when they'd start the drill.
That, ooh.
I mean, all of that.
That's
it was,
in my mouth.
Yeah. Ooh, it was never fun. I said to the boys, I go, it's easy now. We sweep in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't feel a thing. They clean our teeth with these tools. We're out of there and 30 minutes.
They're nicer.
They have TVs on the ceiling. I mean,
oh, dang.
Oh, yeah. My dentist has
dentist
TVs on the
here.
Ceiling. Yeah.
Oh,
to entertain us while we're getting our stuff done.
Oh, mine just talks to me and I got to do that awkward mouth talk.
Yeah, exactly. So they ended up not getting them and I got them toys. But then when we were leaving, I looked at the doc and I guess said to my dentist, because I chipped my front tooth. Do you see this? I'd have to point it out to you right here.
Huh.
Okay.
You cannot even
barely tell.
Nothing.
It's just at the bottom. I chipped it at some point.
Okay.
It was like a couple years ago. And now every now and then when I look in the mirror, it bugs me.
You notice it.
So finally, I said to the dentist last night, I said, can you like shave down this tooth? Which makes me go, makes me cringy when I say that like that. And I go, can you fix this thing in my front tooth? And he goes, yeah, no problem. And he goes, we'll get that. I goes, I don't have time to do it today, but it should take like 30 minutes or less. I go, great.
Fantastic.
I didn't even ask how much. I just go, great.
Well,
get it done.
Right.
And they come back. They go next Wednesday. So in 1 week, he's already doing it.
Oh, he's already doing it, DZ. I thought this was going to be June 18th.
No, he's already doing it. No.
Oh, you got a little follow-up.
Yeah, so next week, they're going to do that. And I'm going to see if it... He's like, I'll round it out, and I'll make them both kind of look right. And I'm like, thank you.
I'd going back to the dentist like that would make me anxious.
Why?
I don't know. I just got, trauma.
You still have dentists... See, this is what I'm talking about from when we were kids. What happened to you?
Residuals. Well, I mean, at kid, but I was basically in college at the time, and these guys just were, I don't think they were really...
Not the best dentists?
The best, or licensed. I don't even know if I was at a real dentist place. But I needed to get a wisdom tooth looked at. But the more important thing was that I had a root canal that had gotten messed up, cracked. So I had to get that taken out.
Oh, no.
Same side. They went, oh, well, since we're already getting this root canal, the wisdom tooth is right next to it on your molar. I mean, we could just pop that wisdom tooth out.
Oh, no.
My wisdom tooth wasn't hurting. It didn't bother me. It wasn't affecting me. You know what I mean? So
yes.
They kind of convinced me to do it and against my will, realistically, because I didn't want to. And they're
probably thinking, we can do some exercises and learn more because we're dental
let's
students.
Practice.
Oh, no.
So these dudes take turn numbing me up and then take turns cranking on me to get this tooth out with these like pliers. They have to crack it. They have to keep pulling. I keep telling them that it hurts. I'm like, I'm so sorry. This hurts. I feel it.
And
it's
they're
not numb.
Listening.
And they're not listening. We can't do anything else for you. You're okay.
What do you mean
we
can't do anything else? It's called more drugs.
You're okay. They just told me I was okay the whole time, even though I wasn't.
Oh, I hate him already.
After that experience, I hadn't gone back to the dentist for a number of years until my current dentist.
And I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. That would have traumatized me too.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
So you went back. When did you finally go back to the dentist? How many years later?
When we moved to Bayview.
Okay.
Because I was so traumatized that I just had no desire whatsoever
I get
to go
it.
See anybody.
I get
at
it.
All, for anything. I didn't
get
care
it.
What it was.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I went, okay, we got to get back to the dentist.
Yeah.
Need some cleanings. We just got to make sure the orals is right. Mouth health is important.
Mouth hygiene is a part of your health. That's
very,
right.
Very much so.
And your teeth will fall out if you don't go to a dentist or take care of them. One day,
PSA.
It will start, your teeth will start to fall. You see these people with no teeth.
It's the gateway to your body.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? One or two.
Yeah. I love you right now. One of two. Sing it, Barry.
Three, depending on who you are. I don't know, baby. But I was traumatized. I wasn't about that life, and
fair.
I just went, I'm not going back. Now, my dentist is cool.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I get along with him. I relate to him. You speak Spanish, which is convenient
important
for me.
Important for you.
Muy importante.
Mm-hmm.
But now
you trust him.
I trust him.
And that when you get that trust broken by a medical professional, I have friends who have their adversity to, or and that's not the word, whatever. You know, they're not into, I'm trying to say.
Like aversion?
Yes, an aversion to medical advice. Thank you. That's where I was trying to go with that. It's too early in the morning. simple word, yet seems so big this early in the morning.
That's a big
drink
word.
Some
I don't
more
know
coffee.
What you're talking about.
An aversion to medical people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get, it's because they had a bad experience.
Trauma.
Which is unfortunate because most people are there to help, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you found a dentist that you trust. That's
Me
good
too.
News.
Me
yeah.
too. Because I to this day, if I hadn't, I'd still be going not to the dentist. And that's not a good idea, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all know that.
Yeah. Dental stories. We can share them. We'd prefer the positive ones, though, where you had a bad experience like DZ and now you're back to trusting them. Because it's true. The dentist shouldn't be painful anymore.
Where the good dentist at?
Where are you at? I know mine. What's up, Generations Dental? On Mayfair Road, across from Mayfair Mall. I've been going there before my kids. Not an ad.
Really?
It's not an ad, but I've been literally, because last night they asked me something about the boys, and I said, I've been coming here before the boys were born.
Wow.
So, and the boys have been, she asked me, how long have the boys been coming here? And I go, their whole life.
And that's big.
And that's
that
big. You know, but you find someone you trust and you go with it. 414-533-1037. We will talk dentists. Barry and Barry, next. Do you know what we forgot to tell everybody?
What?
We're going to be out today ringing the bell for the Salvation Army downtown at the Milwaukee Public Market at noon.
That's right. I got to get my bell ready.
All the people driving.
What? No, don't laugh at me. That was serious.
What do you mean you have to get your bell ready?
I took my bell from the last time we rang the bell.
You did?
Yeah, I took two.
Is that allowed?
Okay, well, Sammy took two.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't care. I didn't tell nobody. I knew I was going to be back. I took my work equipment with me because I knew I was coming back to do the duty, baby. Ding, 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 ding.
DZ stole the Salvation Army bell.
No, my son did.
That is something else, boy. Let me tell you. Well, DZ and I will be out today ringing the bell from 12 to 1. So if you're on your lunch break, come by and put money in the... We do QR codes a lot now where you can just scan it and donate.
Yeah. You can scan the QR. If you happen to have some cash on you, you could always slide by. People do carry cash still.
So that's exciting. So I just want to throw that out there because it's not often we get to go do stuff together like that. So that's exciting. And for... It's 'tis the season to do nice things.
Very much so.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll start with Trisha in Hartford this morning because we're talking about the dentist. I had to go with the boys. It was our 6-month cleaning last night. DZ was traumatized as a child. Where do you stand in this, Trisha?
Good morning. Hate the dentist. Aww. I'll tell you about my latest trauma.
Oh, no, don't traumatize everyone. Too bad, latest. But go on.
So I had to have a root canal done for the first time.
Sure.
Went in, got a root canal. Okay, very root. Not fun. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that.
Yep.
Then I had to have the tooth crowned.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When they went to crown it, it was so infected and bad.
No.
So 4 or 5 trips back and forth between the dentist and the root canal.
Yeah.
And eventually had to have the tooth pulled.
I've had root canals and they didn't hurt at all. And I remember going in going, wow, I thought these used to be the end of the world. The root canals was like yours, ZZ. It was just a nightmare.
Fun. They're just not fun.
It's not that way anymore.
Yeah.
I literally
cry when I'm at the dentist.
No!
I will have tears
you
coming
gotta get
down
a new
my
dentist.
Face.
Is it because you're traumatized or because they're hurting you, though? Which one?
It's probably because I'm traumatized.
Not because anyone's hurting you at that point.
It amplifies the sensation. Honestly, I've got friends that have to be knocked out no matter what they're doing at the dentist.
Something happened.
It could be a routine cleaning.
My dentist would fight all these people. He'd be so mad if he heard this. I know he would. Because they fight to like make people comfortable and get them to take care of their mouth. And then these dumb dentists have traumatized you from different moments. Oh, that makes me crazy.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Trisha. Well, come with me and I'll hold your hand.
But I still go to the dentist regularly.
Good for you.
It's not my favorite.
No, but that's good for you for still going, even though it's hard.
That's called top tier adulting.
Growth. Bye, Trisha.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bella texted in and said she got a root canal and they took out the wrong tooth.
They rooted the wrong?
And she was too numb to know. It was awful.
No.
Let's go to Samantha in Milwaukee this morning because she actually wants to talk about mouth health. I said, say more. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, good morning. I'm actually an ICU nurse, and I just wanted to preach the importance of dental health
because
I've had patients that have ended up with strokes or brain abscesses.
What?
From not taking care of teeth, not getting them pulled, and then it causing systemic infections in their
bodies.
Well, people need to hear what they need to hear.
Samantha, put people on knowledge right now.
You think your tooth's going to fall out. It could be more. Wow. Okay, Samantha, thank you. Yeah. I can tell she's busy. I can tell you're doing something right now.
She's brushing her teeth as we speak.
Yeah. But
no,
Samantha,
I'm in the Starbucks drive-thru.
That a girl.
Even better.
That a girl. Relatable. Okay, Samantha, thank you for calling and reminding everyone why they should go to the dentist. I hope we freak some people out.
Have a good
day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Last but not least, Amanda is in Racine this morning. Amanda.
Turn down for what?
Good job.
A
that was much better than yesterday where you missed it.
Nailed
you did a good job.
Made up for it and then some.
Thank you.
So, Amanda, we started with Trisha, who's traumatized, and then we went to Samantha, who reminded us why we need to go to the dentist.
Traumatized us a little bit more, but in a good way.
So people are texting in all their dentist stories. What do you got?
Yeah, I actually used to like going because I would get free food after, so that was always nice. Mm. Every month I'd go to Marquette University, get my teeth done at the dentist, because I'd go to their school.
Yeah.
And they do phenomenal over there. So every month I'd go over there and then I'd get some McDonald's or some Subway. I'm like, all right. And I get out of school. Yes, please.
Hold on. Are you listening to this? Amanda's like, I used to go let the dental people at the Marquette Dental School take care of me. And then I go to McDonald's. It was great.
It was amazing.
Amazing.
I'd go get some food and all the stuff.
Bad habits.
Places.
Way to take care of your teeth, Amanda. Way to take care of your teeth. In case you missed it, DZ and I are going to be out ringing the bell for Celebrity Bell Ringing Day. We're raising money for the Salvation Army from noon to one at Milwaukee Public Market, which is your lunch break.
Mm-hmm. You know what time it is. Time for you to pull up and be a good person.
So we'll see you there today at Milwaukee Public Market at noon. And that's it. Yeah. See you then. You can buy us lunch, too.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What is the problem today, Barry White?
Well.
Poor DZ's losing his voice, which everybody is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sick people right now.
Tis the season, but mine is different. It was from the game last night. I lost my voice.
The Bucks game, but the Bucks won.
That's right. Vegas bound.
Boom.
Boom.
Talk to us.
That's not what we're talking about.
No.
What we're talking about is Nolan.
Okay.
Nolan wrote in.
Yeah.
And he's stuck between a rock and a hard place in the most literal of ways.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. He wants to know how to stop his mother-in-law and pregnant wife from arguing.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
You know how to get two women to stop arguing. Stay out of it, dude. How about that?
This is what he said.
Okay, go on.
My wife is 8 months pregnant with twins, and just before we got pregnant, her mother moved in with us out of need on both ends, honestly, and now lives with us full-time. As my wife has gotten closer to her due date, she started to argue a lot more with her mother than normal. I'm not even looking to get in between, honestly. I don't know who starts what at the time, but does it matter? I'm just sick of playing the mediator between my wife and my mother-in-law. It stresses me out.
Oh my God.
And then usually ends with one of them annoyed at me.
This feels like being a parent.
A little bit.
It's the same. I mean, this is me with my children. Go on. I've never felt something so much more in my soul in my life.
My guy is funny. Nolan said, moving out isn't an option. I tried.
Say, Nolan. I tried to move out.
JK. But any advice would help. Please. Nolan.
Damn.
Nolan, my guy.
It
my
is
boy.
Stressful when you're in the middle of mediating fights.
Yeah.
And I know this because of my children. My sitter is at her wit's end. She just texted me during the show yesterday and said, I can't take these guys fighting anymore. They're driving me crazy. And she was right. It makes you nuts.
It makes you
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially when you got nothing and you got no horse in the race and you just want everybody to be kumbaya.
You should be left alone. It's not even your fight.
There's two things with this man.
Yeah.
Nolan wants to keep his wife happy. She's very, very pregnant
As
right
he
now.
Should.
Right?
He and wants hormonal.
And he wants to keep her stress-free.
Yeah.
That's kind of his job right now. Right? Mother-in-law isn't necessarily helping with that, but he doesn't want to step on anybody's toes. That's a weird dynamic when you're in between a mother and her daughter.
Hold on, but it's the mom or the mother-in-law? It's the mom.
It's the his mother-in-law.
His mother-in-law.
Her,
got it.
Her mother.
I just wanted to clarify because I was like, if it was his mom, I'd say step up and tell your mom.
Right.
But it's her
it's
mom.
Her mom.
Which is why I wouldn't want anything to do with it.
How do you say, hey, mother of the daughter?
You don't.
Stop.
Stop with the, yeah.
Right?
You don't.
You don't.
Can you?
You can.
Can you say that's our grandkid? That's your grandkid? Leave her alone? I don't know.
Twins. Grandkids.
Sheesh.
But you can do something. It's just not what you want to hear, my boy.
Yeah.
You can't move out. Plain and simple. But you've said your piece. You don't like it. You don't want to mediate. You've tried to do what you can do. What are you going to do? Leave. Anytime they start arguing, leave.
Just leave.
Remove yourself from the
situation. Like leave the house, you mean?
Leave the house.
If you have to, yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, you do have to think about yourself. I'm not trying to say be selfish.
Yeah.
But if they're already going to argue, you're not going to come in between a mother and a daughter. That's a lifelong battle, buddy, and
that's
you're
like,
not winning.
That'd be like you trying to get involved with me and my sisters or your wife and her sisters. It'd be a waste of your time.
I've tried.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Not smart.
Because we're going to fight and then make up anyway. And you're wasting your time trying to get involved. It's the cycle. Did I trigger you with that one?
No, it was just very accurate.
No, because I have sisters. I get it. We're crazy. And just leave us alone. We're fighting. We'll be back.
Man, if you feel so strongly about it, remove yourself from the situation. It's not long term.
Yeah.
Take 10. Take 5. Run to the store. Grab yourself something to drink.
He's losing it.
If y'all got pets, grab the pets. Guess what? Who's going for a walk?
Yeah.
We are.
Because ideally, you'd want to look at her mom and go, this ain't about you. Shut up.
Mom
but
knows
you
that,
can't.
Though. Mom
this
knows
is your mother-in-law.
That. Mom knows that. There's no way mother birthed that baby and doesn't know what that daughter is going through.
You're right.
You feel me? Like, mom has to know what's going down and the hormonal, emotional change and imbalance, and it's natural, but it happens. She's got to be. It's really on mother-in-law to be the bigger person here, and it's not happening.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But we don't know why mom moved
in. I can't believe that. We agree today.
We don't know what needs she has, and I am impressed that we're on the same page.
Look at us. Barry and Barry. Barry White and Barry White. That's what I renamed us today. Because DZ's losing his voice. No, that's crazy. I do agree with you. 414-533-1037. His mother-in-law and his pregnant wife won't stop arguing. He's losing it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do anymore.
I say take a lap.
You say get out.
Yep. Take a walk, do something, take a breather, hit the gym. I don't know. Move out.
Start with small increments, though. Like, leave for 30 minutes. If you come back, they're still fighting. Make it 2 hours. And to the point where you're gone, and now they're focused on where the hell you are, and they're not fighting. It's a trick to get them confused. Now they're thinking about him. They're like, where did he go?
Where did he go?
Now they're teamed up, and they're friends.
Either way, they're going to be mad at you, Poppy. Might as well enjoy it.
Oh,
y'all arguing? Guess I'm going to Target. See y'all in 3 hours. Bye.
We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today's problem involves Nolan, who wants to know what to do about his mother-in-law and his pregnant wife arguing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Right. Honestly, man, you got to protect yourself sometimes, big dog. Gotta think of the kingdom, my boy.
Let's just start with our girl in West Dallas this morning. She's not in West Dallas. She's driving. But Lisa is on the phone. Said she's going to Illinois for work today. But she listens on the Odyssey app. Hey,
good
Lisa.
Morning.
Morning. What do you think Nolan should do here?
Help him out.
All right. So my advice to Nolan is, when a woman is that pregnant, she's a cranky beast. So suck it up, buttercup. They're going to argue. I also agree with DZ. Walk away. If it's stressing you out, don't witness it. Leave the room.
Yeah.
But in a month when those babies are born, everybody's going to be all happy, joy, joy. So
for the most part.
Until sleep deprivation kicks in. But, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, she's growing a human being.
Two at that.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Actually, two. One's enough, but you're growing two human beings. Let her live.
Right.
She can be mad about whatever she wants to be mad about. Her body is working right
See,
now.
But I feel like, and maybe I'm just imposing my thoughts on Nolan.
What?
He's worried about those babies. You know what I'm saying? Stress, anger, like
maybe.
All those things kind of like work through the mother to the children in my head. And I know the baby isn't going to come out angry or anything like that, but you don't want to put stress on the last little bits of pregnancy.
You know what? I agree. You would think, and I will be the testament, that someone who went through a divorce pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson came out happier than ever, everyone, just so you know, and I was real angry.
Boom.
And I thought about that the whole pregnancy. I'm like, oh, this kid's going to be nuts. And he's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little nuts, but he's a happy kid.
We're all a little nuts.
But I was really depressed, angry, stressed that whole pregnancy. And he's better. He was a great baby. I'm just saying.
But there are studies.
If that gives anyone help.
Solace. There are studies that do allude to the fact that happy pregnancies go term.
Yeah.
Unhappy or unhealthy toxic pregnancies, unfortunately, don't.
Yeah.
And stress, anxiety, depression.
It can feed down to them.
Can feed a lot.
Energy.
Yeah, energy. And I'm a big energy person. Mm-hmm. I'm a big energy person. So
let's just ask Hudson.
Let's call him.
How do you feel about when you're in my belly and mom? I'm kidding.
Think
never.
About it.
Don't
just
ever
give
bring
him some
it up.
Goldfish crackers. He'll be okay.
You mean dino crackers.
Yeah,
the ones
dino
he
crackers.
Steals. If you saw my Facebook, you get the joke. Okay. Thanks for calling, Lisa. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
She says, suck it up.
Kyle is in Walworth. It's day two for Kyle today. Hey,
okay,
Kyle.
Okay. Kyle's on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Help Nolan out. What do you say? He's trying to get his mother-in-law and pregnant wife to stop arguing.
Honestly, man, that's a battle you're going to lose. Just going to tell you straight out.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved early in my marriage in an argument, and it ended up to turn back on me. I was the one.
I knew that was going to happen. I knew it.
So the best thing you can do, man, is just let it play out the way it's going to play out. Let them have their little hash. And, you know, I talked to a guy who had been married for like 30 years, and he said, the best thing you can follow is the 11th commandment. Keep your big mouth shut.
Okay, now, I agree with you when it comes to something like this. I don't want men to not express themselves overall because we want men to talk. However, he's right, and it's not just the pregnancy argument. It's any argument. Insert yourself in somebody's argument today and see who ends up winning. It's not going to be you.
Not going to be
you. Every time I've tried to insert myself like Kyle, it comes back around. And then we're the bad guy, right, Kyle? It's
somehow
stupid.
The two arguing team up and are now buddy-buddy against you.
Is a theory, though. I did give that theory in the beginning. Make yourself the bad guy so that those two start getting along. Ooh. Because then they team up together. That's a different spin on it.
Or, listen.
Then they bond over how much they're mad at you. See?
Now,
you got to pay the price then.
Now negative goofball DZ is in the building. Yep. And he's saying, make yourself the martyr then.
I guess if you do that, you'll find out how much resilience you have.
You know, you start the arguments with him.
We're geniuses, aren't we?
You do it. You be the negative Nancy. Make them friends.
We're so smart. We're like, you be negative. We're geniuses.
just start the fight. Why try to stop the fight? Start it. Make it worse.
Throw fuel on the fire.
It'll end
up. By the way...
She said you smell bad.
And you know what? Y'all are both wrong, and I'm gonna tell you why. Famous last words.
Thanks for calling, Kyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Kiela is in Milwaukee. I hope I said that right. Hey girl, good morning.
Hey.
Hi guys, how's it going?
Good. We trying to figure it out for Nolan. I mean, are you gonna fall in line with the rest of us and go suck it up, buttercup? Or what do you say?
Yes, but I was gonna say make him be the bad guy.
See? It's working. My theory, it sounded crazy, but it's a thing where you bond those two because they're so mad at you, and then you just leave the house and let him be mad at you.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, plead the fifth. Plead the fifth.
No, he can't plead the fifth. He's got to tell them why they're both bad, and then he leaves. And so he sets out, he literally stokes the fire and then walks out.
Makes them angry, riles them up, then they can bond, and you run.
Yep.
Genius.
Yep. It's
genius.
So good.
Changing my advice. Do that. Nolan,
love it.
Do that.
Kiela, thanks for calling today.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Last but not least, and he's got a lot to say, Ryan's in Calabama. Well, you can tell everybody. Ryan.
Good morning. What a great one it is with this conversation.
Ryan, hold on, Ryan. I've met your mother-in-law.
Woosah, Ryan.
Ryan.
Okay.
Be
and
nice.
The point is,
be not. Oh, Ryan.
Just as crazy as this guy's mother-in-law is.
Woosah, Ryan. Now help Nolan out. Woosah.
Ryan, you're still related to her at the end of the show today. You have to get along with her.
You know, we put the show up on the Odyssey app.
Nolan,
she can listen back.
She can hear it again.
Grab yourself a beer or a Coke and whiskey. Sit down and let them argue it out. You ain't doing nothing. You doing the pot ain't going to help you nothing, because when you leave and you come back, the target's going to turn right back on you, and you don't want that stress. Let the pregnant woman and the mother-in-law hash it out and just leave it at that. Don't get involved. Go to a different room. Go play video games.
Ryan
it is
said,
not
get a
worth
hotel.
Your time.
Right. Yeah. Ryan said, give him boxing gloves, make a beverage, and enjoy the
if
show.
If this is your first kid, this mom is not only raising two, she's raising three, because she's raising herself too, because everything is going to change if this is their first child.
Okay.
So you're changing three lives, technically four, because that mother-in-law is becoming a grandma and she needs to learn her role and step back.
Right.
That's a different argument for a different day. Well. Nolan, just enjoy yourself, watch the show, grab yourself a meal and a drink, and enjoy it. It's a movie on replay every day. It's going to happen and there's nothing you can do about it. Been there, done that, not worth your
marriage.
Time.
Marriage. Isn't it grand?
It's a continuation show. Enjoy the first season, big dog.
100%. 100%. Exactly.
Well, today might not have been the most positive what would DZ do. It's the most realistic. You're welcome, everybody. Before I get into the prize I'm giving everyone today for my favorite things, 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, you can hit the Christmas music today because you and I are doing something special this afternoon.
Yeah, we are.
DZ losing his voice, but sounds more radio friendly than ever, we found, when you lose your voice.
DZ, a.k.a. Barry White.
You sound like Allie on a regular day.
Allie when she wakes up in the morning.
No, DZ, we're going to be out ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. It's Celebrity Bell Ringing Day.
That's right.
And some people get into this and they get all competitive. I mean, not us. But if you want to donate, it's totally going to be up on all of our socials.
Stop lying. We're competitive.
We're competitive
and
we want to win.
We're competitive. It's us. We're competitive. Hit the link.
And I don't know if you noticed, but we're doing it from noon to one at the public market. Guess who's there right before us?
Who?
From 11 to noon ringing the bell.
Who?
The Milwaukee Fire Department.
Oh, boy.
I guess I'll be early.
Yeah, Oh, so Allie's going to be there for 2 hours, I see.
I'll be there from 11 to 1, everybody. No, but seriously, it's going to be fun, and we're just there to help, you know?
Yeah, very exciting. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. Pop up. It's lunchtime.
It is lunchtime.
You got a little second.
If you're working downtown, you definitely better come visit us.
And if you're not, you make some time. Take a long lunch today.
Exactly. DZ and I in front of the public market downtown from noon to 1 for the Salvation Army. Just look for the bell. We'll be screaming and ringing it. Okay, let's talk about my favorite things today, DZ, because every single day I give people my favorite things, mm-hmm. and then I give you the chance to win all of them.
Amazing.
So Christy in Port Washington won the first week. Amy in Racine won last week. And then we'll have a new winner this week.
You know, I had to explain to somebody because somebody thought that like one person won each day.
No.
Like, no. One person wins every day that we're talking
the
about.
The whole week. The whole week's worth of prizes.
Not five people winning mm-hmm. one prize. No, one person wins like 50 prizes.
It's like a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
And you can keep it for yourself or use it as gifts. Yep. You know, that's the best part. So today we're throwing in to my favorite things. My kids, they love the Ingleside Hotel because, you know, the water park in Pewaukee where Country Christmas is.
Them and me both. That is the perfect little getaway spot.
They're obsessed. Two water park passes to the Ingleside Hotel today. Throwing that in where you can cool off at Milwaukee area's largest and most popular indoor water park. Now, I can read all of this, 45,000 square feet of fun, but I've been there 1,000 times and I love that water park because it's like driving down the road and you got a water park, you know, it's just the right size.
And you forget you're so close to home. It's mm-hmm. amazing. We've done little getaways.
It's a perfect day trip.
That was the first water park we took Sammy to, I believe. We did a little family getaway, brought mm-hmm. young man, and he loved it.
Yes.
Loved it.
Because you can stay in the hotel or you can just come for the day and use the water park and leave. I've done both. Yep. I've done both.
Yep.
So we're throwing that in today. Right there, the Ingleside Hotel, two water park passes today. Now, also in the mix, because you can win all of these at 1037kissfm.com. You just go to our website when you got a chance, now or later,
right,
and enter for today. Also in the prize pack, not just the water park passes. So far this week, we've given away a zoo pass.
Boom.
A man plow shovel.
I love that.
Two glute drive plus machines for your house, which is an entire workout, amazing workout bench that works with your butt. This thing I have one of these at home now and I'm obsessed.
You can use one machine for each cheek.
Oh, I love it.
Or give one to somebody.
Yes. And $150 gift certificate to Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee so you don't have to cook for a week, which is awesome. All of that up for grabs. Somebody's going to win all of that at 1037kissfm.com.
I know somebody just went, I don't have to cook for a week.
You're welcome. Good luck. And Am I the Jerk is next. It involves not wanting to spend the holidays with your family. Relatable. Don't forget, after Am I the Jerk, another chance at Summerfest Power Passes. Get you into every single day.
9-day Power Woo! Passes. Every bit of music you can handle.
Right after Am I the Jerk. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to this because what she's saying is something people want to say, but they don't. It's, you know how we filter ourselves, some do and some don't?
Yep.
She's not filtering.
Okay.
She said, Allie and DZ, please call me Natalia.
Okay, Natalia.
She came up with her own fake name.
Got
Fine.
It. She's worried about it.
She wants to know if she's the jerk if she doesn't spend holidays with her man's boring family.
Wow. All right.
She said what she said. She said, my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. Even though we're not married, we have a family together with my preteens from a previous marriage. I'm not from here, but this is our happy home. I didn't grow up in Wisconsin. The growing issue is his mother's, her insistence for us to be a part of her home every single holiday. Mm-hmm. We tried bringing it up. Well, we'll get together as a family. It's a tradition. But it was taken as a hurtful diss when they tried to say they were going to do their own. She said, I'd be more willing to come to their get-togethers if they included us or interacted in a real way. It's just always mindless small talk, even when I've tried to have a real conversation. There's no music, no games. Mm. We stay indoors. We eat. We sit around. It's the same every time.
Mm-hmm.
The general attention always revolves around the toddlers and all the cute things they're doing and saying.
Whoa.
And Thanksgiving was no different this year. So am I the jerk for not wanting to spend our holidays sitting through hours of forced awes over how cute a two 2-year-old holds a spoon or goes to the potty. She said that. That's the message.
Dang.
You can always submit Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. And she submitted, boy. Natalia wants to know if she's a jerk if they don't spend the holidays with his boring family. Okay, here's the first problem.
What's up?
I get that that's not her vibe. Right. She's not vibing with his family.
Right.
But I also feel like as someone who's been married and dated people and met families, every family's different. I've dated people whose family likes to party.
Yeah.
And we go and we drink. And I've met people who there's no alcohol at their family get-togethers. And it's this where you sit down and go, oh, the kids are so cute.
Right.
Every family's different.
You could be in a family that goes out caroling every year. Natalia, would you rather do that? Would that be less boring to you? Would you guys like to go door to door?
It could be worse.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
But at the same time, why do you have to spend your holidays with somebody you don't enjoy spending them with just because we get forced into family stuff because they're family, not because we enjoy it? And then you sound like a jerk if you say what I just said, which is what Natalia's saying.
Right. And she said,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Plow shovel.
I love that.
2 glute drive plus machines for your house, which is an entire workout, amazing workout bench that works with your butt. This thing I have one of these at home now and I'm obsessed.
You can use one machine for each cheek.
I love it.
Or give one to somebody.
Yes. And a $150 gift certificate to Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee so you don't have to cook for a week, which is awesome. All of that up for grabs. Somebody's going to win all of that at 1037kissfm.com.
I know somebody just went, I don't have to cook for a week.
You're welcome.
Good luck. And Am I the Jerk is next. It involves not wanting to spend the holidays with your family. Relatable. Don't forget, after Am I the Jerk, another chance at Summerfest Power Passes. Get you into every single day.
9-day Power Woo! Passes. Every bit of music you can handle.
Right after Am I the Jerk. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to this because what she's saying is something people want to say, but they don't. It's, you know how we filter ourselves, some do and some don't?
Yep.
She's not filtering.
Okay.
She said, Allie and DZ, please call me Natalia.
Okay, Natalia.
She came up with her own fake name.
Got it. She's worried about it.
She wants to know if she's the jerk if she doesn't spend holidays with her man's boring family.
Wow. All right.
She said what she said. She said, my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. Even though we're not married, we have a family together with my preteens from a previous marriage. I'm not from here, but this is our happy home. I didn't grow up in Wisconsin. The growing issue is his mother's. Her insistence for us to be a part of her home every single holiday. Mm-hmm. We tried bringing it up. Well, we'll get together as a family. It's a tradition. But it was taken as a hurtful diss when they tried to say they were going to do their own. She said, I'd be more willing to come to their get-togethers if they included us or interacted in a real way. It's just always mindless small talk, even when I've tried to have a real conversation. There's no music, no games. We stay indoors. We eat. We sit around. It's the same every time.
Mm-hmm.
The general attention always revolves around the toddlers and all the cute things they're doing and saying.
Whoa.
And Thanksgiving was no different this year. So am I the jerk for not wanting to spend our holidays sitting through hours of forced awes over how cute a 2-year-old holds a spoon or goes to the potty? She said that. That's the message.
Dang.
You can always submit Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. And she submitted, boy. Natalia wants to know if she's a jerk if they don't spend the holidays with his boring family. Okay, here's the first problem.
What's up?
I get that that's not her vibe.
Right.
She's not vibing with his family.
Right.
But I also feel like as someone who's been married and dated people and met families, every family's different. I've dated people whose family likes to party.
Yeah.
And we go and we drink. And I've met people who there's no alcohol at their family get-togethers. And it's this where you sit down and go, oh, the kids are so cute.
Right.
Every family's different.
You could be in a family that goes out caroling every year. Natalia, would you rather do that? Would that be less boring to you? Would you guys like to go door to door?
It could be worse.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
But at the same time, why do you have to spend your holidays with somebody you don't enjoy spending them with just because we get forced into family stuff because they're family, not because we enjoy it. And then you sound like a jerk if you say what I just said, which is what Natalia's saying.
Right, and she's saying because she feels forced, right?
Yeah.
I think she's got to find a way to reframe it, man. You're saying you guys aren't playing games, you guys don't have music. Well, then guess what? Maybe you bring some games and bring some music.
Bring the fun.
Bring some of the fun, if that's what you feel is missing, provided you can't be the only one thinking it. I guarantee it, and nobody's saying nothing,
or
like you said.
She's the only one thinking it because she grew up differently. That's my point. That's true. Their normal.
True.
So she goes into this family dynamic and goes, well, this is the most boring holiday I've ever been to. Where's the fun?
Right.
My family's not like this.
Where's the music? Where's the coquito? Where's the drink? Where, the food is on point, but where's everything else?
I mean, my family's pretty chill when we get together. There's a lot of food and talking, and that seems to be it.
Honestly, my wife and I families are drastically different.
Really?
I'd almost say this is kind of our scenario.
Okay.
I would call my house the boring house.
Oh.
You know, we do listen to music. You know, we'll play a couple games here and there. But we're not like active, standing, hard. We're chill. We're eating. We're talking. Uh-huh. We're enjoying. We are watching the babies.
No music?
No, we listen.
What kind of Latino household are we talking about here? What the hell?
We listen to music. Listen, my little sister is a musician.
She's got this.
She ain't playing.
Yeah.
But we are in comparisons, we're like the boring house. My wife's house, packed. There's like 50 people. Everybody's making noise. Kids running everywhere.
Chaos,
right? My house, sitting down.
Yep.
Kind of low-key.
I get it.
More quiet. The music ain't on 15.
Nope.
It's on 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Relatable. Mm-hmm. This is so relatable. Everybody's got different family dynamics. So relatable. Okay, so is Natalia a jerk if she doesn't want to spend the holidays with her man's boring family? family. I say not the jerk because I say as much as you're going to hurt their feelings, you live once.
I know.
As much as we say family's everything, you don't even enjoy spending time with them.
Right.
Why do we force ourselves to spend time with people we don't like?
Well,
this is the people-pleasing part of us in America.
But
why?
Tis the season to people. True. Please.
Right now. Because I sound like a jerk.
You sound like a Grinch.
See?
No, right now, it's not about you. Mm-hmm. It is about the kids. It is about the grandparents. It is about the family. It's not always going to be what you want it to be, but what it is a family function.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma doesn't care whether you're there. She wants them grandbabies there.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You unfortunately got to do it. She's the jerk. I hear what she's saying. She's not the jerk for expressing it. She's the jerk for not wanting to go.
The first text we got says, jerk, he's an extension of her family. Introduce games, put on music.
Thank you.
Then we got a text right next to that said, lady, you're totally not a jerk. I feel your pain. I suffer the same plate and I don't want to go either. However, I go for 25 minutes, then I leave.
Ooh,
these
dang.
Are the texts we're getting.
25 minutes.
She makes an appearance. 414-533-1037. Is Natalia being a jerk if she doesn't spend the holidays with his boring family?
Mm-hmm.
She said what she said.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Natalia wants to know if she's a jerk because she doesn't want to spend the holidays with her man's boring family.
She said boring.
She said boring. They don't do anything.
Y'all lame.
So they just sit around and go, aww, at the two-year-olds.
Look at the babies.
She's bored. Is she the jerk is what she wants to know. Let's start with Angel and Racine this morning. Hey, good morning, Angel.
Good morning.
Okay, where are we going? Because your family might be listening.
You kick it off.
Is she a jerk if she doesn't want to spend the holidays with his boring family?
I don't think she's a jerk. Who wants to be bored on the holidays?
Nobody.
I do feel that. You want to enjoy
Nobody.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you want to enjoy yourself. You want to laugh. You don't want to just sit there and look at each other and talk about, oh, your child's so cute.
Right.
Right. We pretend like we do, but we don't.
Okay, but think about it, y'all. We act like there's only one holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people celebrate the night before. Latinos be cracking the 24th. So if you're looking for some fun, join some Hispanic friends and go ahead and party.
For Christmas Eve.
And then the 25th, when your family's getting all boring, you can go ahead and be hungover or whatever and enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. Angel says, not the jerk. Yeah.
Not the jerk.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Angel.
You have a great day. Happy holidays.
Likewise. Bye.
All right. Ariana is in West Dallas this morning. She said they listen every single day. Hey.
Morning.
Hi. I'm with the kids. Good morning, DZ. Good morning, Allie.
What up, y'all? Hey, kiddos. Well,
good morning.
So we're actually, I'm going to say she is the jerk, unfortunately. I got to agree with DZ. I'm Latina. We come from family values, and I understand it might be boring, but I get you. That's the man you chose, girl. That's the man you chose.
Oh, that's a fair argument. Because my argument was, well, she's bored. It's her life. Let her live. Let her do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
But
it's their life.
Then you're not going to have any family, and it's their life.
Ooh.
Exactly. So, I mean, like DZ said, I mean, it comes down to the kids and the family values. I mean, she has to be there, right? Because they're part of the family, but she can bring some games, some movies, some music. She can bring the fun to it, you know, bring some fun into that family.
Yep, couldn't agree more.
Somebody texted in and said something about how she has preteens and said they're not included or felt welcome. That was never in the message. That was misconstrued. She didn't write that.
No.
She didn't say anything about her kids not being welcome. No. I just want to put that out there.
No,
she just said it's boring and they don't do anything. And there's no real conversation, no fun. It's just kind of lame.
I think it got misconstrued. Like, it was a misunderstanding of the not really welcome. Like, that's not what they're talking about. They're saying it's not really like the environment that they partake in. Kind of
her
thing.
Kids are more than welcome at the holidays, just to clear that up.
They meant included as far as like doing more, not just sitting around.
Yes, that part. Okay, but you say jerk today, which makes a split down the middle. 50-50. Nice.
Appreciate it, Ariana.
Bye, girl.
Bye. Have a good day. Hey, you guys.
You too.
Well, we haven't heard from her in a minute. She's a regular and has her own theme song. Sarah and Kenosha, where the hell have you been? That's all I got to say about that. Sarah.
Hey.
Wow. It's It's been a minute.
I know.
We missed you.
A blast from the past.
Explain yourself. No, jokes.
I know. My work schedule is so weird now, and, like, I'm just got to work, and so, like, sometimes I only have a two-minute commute.
Sarah, you got a life. You hate us. It's fine.
It's fine. You can always listen back to the show on the Odyssey app. It's fine. Or just get the app and listen in real time. I don't care. But, Sarah, we missed you.
And welcome back.
I missed you guys, too. And congrats, DZ, on the baby. He is adorable.
Thank you so much. Aww. And in light of you finally back, you get to be the tiebreaker. We're split. You decided.
Yes.
What do you got?
Jerk.
Oh.
Jerk all the way.
Ooh. Like dirt.
Go on.
You chose this man, so no, you didn't choose his family, but by choosing him, you are a part of the family.
Boom.
So you have to put on your happy face, especially around the holidays. If you have to at least make an appearance. So take a separate car. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes, and then excuse yourself and say, hey, I've got a, you know, blah, blah, blah. Make something up.
I got a headache.
But you're
whatever.
A jerk if you don't even go.
Who cares
if they're boring?
Yeah.
You're lucky you have somewhere to go. There's probably people listening who have lost family or don't have anywhere to go or don't have family here who are sad right now.
No, that's deep. That's deep.
Yeah. So.
And she's not even from here, so she doesn't have family nearby.
She should be grateful.
You should be loving the fact that you even got people that love you around the holidays that want you there. As somebody who moved here,
she should totally appreciate that for sure.
Facts.
That's crazy. So, but at the same time, this is the problem. If you inherit a family sometimes, and if I don't know how people who hate each other's families make it last. I don't know how they do it.
Hey,
I don't know how they do it.
Honestly.
What a nightmare.
Good thing we like our families.
Right? Right? Good thing I like my own family and nobody else's.
And thankfully we didn't write it today.
Right?
Natalia is the jerk.
Woo! All right, Sarah, good to hear from you. Get into work.
Good to talk to you guys. All right, have a great day.
You too, bye.
Bye. So jerk today for Natalia not wanting to spend the holidays with his boring family.
Jerkity jerk.
Let's give away Summerfest Power Passes. How about that?
Right now.
Right now.
Say less.
Let's get crazy.
Let's do it.
Woo! 414-533-1037. Caller number 30. You're going to be going to Summerfest. You and whoever you want to bring with you. Power passes get you into every single day. These are great stocking stuffers and gift ideas, too.
Yeah.
Caller 30 is going to win. Good luck. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Power passes to Summerfest. These get you in every single day. Two U.S. Cellular power passes for Summerfest 2024.
The plug. All 9 days of music in your pocket. Well, on your wrist, technically, but you get it.
Cheryl is calling in Port Washington this morning. She said she's dropping kids at daycare this morning, so we might hear that in the background. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hear the kiddos already.
Hey, good morning.
So, Cheryl, I want to ask you before we tell you if you won or not, I think you already know, how did you feel about Am I the Jerk? Is Natalia a jerk for not wanting to hang out with her dude's boring family?
Honorary answer.
You know, I heard parts of it because I was picking up my grandson. But, yeah, I think you got to kind of figure things out. You got to make it happen. It's all about, you know, getting together with family. And that's your family. You got to kind of figure it out.
Yep.
Well, she said grandson. How would you feel if your kid's significant other didn't want to come over because you guys were boring? Could you imagine? Mm. You'd be so offended.
Oh, my gosh. Probably the last thing they'd say. They both are always like, Mom, calm it down a bit. Oh, my gosh.
They want Cheryl to chill out.
Cheryl said, yeah, that's not in my wheelhouse. Sorry. Nah, I ain't got that button.
We love it.
If you're a fun girl, that means you're gonna love Summerfest because you're going.
Very excited.
And you can keep it all for yourself or gift them to somebody for the holidays. You got two U.S. Cellular power passes. Get you in every single day to Summerfest. And anybody can buy these as a gift.
Cheryl's going to look at one of her family members. Hey, you want to go be boring at Summerfest? Come on, let's go. I got 9 day power passes.
Cheryl shows up with the roadie. She's not even. Cheryl's fun. You kidding me right now?
I like Cheryl's kind of boring.
Oh, my God. I'm hanging with you guys for sure. I'll be there.
Well, thank you. And by the way, if you want to hang with us some more, we're going to be out at the Milwaukee Public Market this afternoon from noon to one, ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, baby.
Ding dong, baby.
Dingity ding dong. And there's a competition for celebrity bell ringers, and we're not competitive. Yes, we are. So come visit us, and you can donate to Allie and DZ.
Noon to one.
Just saying. Or visit our links that I I put on Instagram.
Sounds great.
Okay, Cheryl, hold on, girl. We're going to get you hooked up. Back to me and DZ ringing the bell at noon today. Where were we? Put her on hold for a second.
Right, right. Congratulations on those 9-day power passes.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this afternoon? This is, I mean, this is once a year. They try to make it a big deal at the Salvation Army because there's other celebrities involved. But I think we've got this. Even if I have to donate all my money to our own cause.
You asked if I'm ready. I answer with a question. Do I need to intimidate anybody?
Only people that don't donate to us.
Okay, I was talking about intimidating
even
the other celebrity bell ringers. I was talking about punking them out of their baskets.
Do you need to intimidate
anybody? Like the other bell ringers. Do I need to go out there and be like, hey, this is our turf?
Let me see. Well, Allie and DZ, that's us, because you can donate to us.
Right.
Alex Cordetti and Frankie Jupiter from CBS 58. Nah, I ain't worried about them. Brendan Johnson and Sydney Urie, maybe from TMJ4.
Ooh.
Ain't worried about them.
Okay.
Brooke Brighton and Megan Carpenter from Spectrum. Not worried.
Nah, I could punk them easy.
Kristen Pierce and Derek Rose from WISN.
I ain't punking Derek. I can't do that. That's my guy.
The Racing Sausages. Ooh, I don't know if I'd mess with them.
They're taller than me. I'm scared of them.
Nope. What about the Milwaukee Fire Department?
Are you kidding me? They got axes. No, I'm not. We're not even there at the same time. No.
Well, DZ and I will be out there today. All day long, there's going to be celebrity bell ringers outside of the public market. So if you work downtown or you're bored or you want to go downtown and donate, you're going to see somebody. We'll be there noon to one.
That's right. Pull
with,
up.
With other people. We'll see you then.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So here's the wild update from the Spears household. Britney has reconciled with her mom, Lynn. She flew out for Britney's 42nd birthday over the weekend.
Wow.
Britney was like 16 when Baby One More Time came out. 42 she turned this weekend. Just think about that for a second.
Oh my gosh.
She was 16.
Yeah, wow.
She was young.
Yep.
At least, anyway, she turned 42 over the weekend. She's also back to communicating with Jamie Lynn, her sister.
Oh, we have been seeing her around a little bit more on like a couple TV shows, too.
After all that, now they're back. But it's interesting how the husband's now gone and Britney's back to talking to her family. So I hope it's for a good thing, not a ran back to the family. I hope that there is something positive in this. Here's where the story about her dad comes in. She's still not talking to her dad.
Okay.
He had to have a leg amputated. He got a massive infection. He had five surgeries. They couldn't stop it. They had to amputate his leg.
Dude.
They said his health is ailing. So, and probably sending it, everyone hating him now and calling out what he's been doing for years. It probably didn't help his health.
Nope. Guaranteed.
That'll deteriorate you real quick too.
Yeah.
So they said Britney is now open to reconciling because she posted pictures of him holding her or there was a picture of her and him with her kid when the kids were little. So they're saying this was like an olive branch that she's open to it and he would love to reconnect with Britney. This family.
As long as it is in good light, just because I know that, and exactly what you're saying, now that she's not with her husband, is this running back to the comforts that you know, and unfortunately they're
something
not healthy
familiar.
Comforts. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hope
they're
that
toxic.
That's not the case. And with the fact that her dad is now, unfortunately, health declined, I think this is a perfect time for them to just full circle and be a beautiful family.
And not talk about business ever.
Please.
That's the only way.
Please.
That's the only way they can have a relationship is keep it separate.
Be a family.
Be a family.
Not a factory.
Don't manage me and make me feel like I'm here to make you money and take all my money.
Oof, that part.
Crazy. That's the update. Somebody texted in, do you guys have a Venmo we can donate to if we can't make it today? Well, yeah, I'll give you my personal one. Just kidding.
Say, it's Z.
Just kidding. No. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ and I are going to be out ringing the bell for the Salvation Army today from noon to one at the Milwaukee Public Market downtown.
Yep.
We'll probably grab lunch too. Let's be real.
I mean.
And we're going to be out there ringing the bell and you can come by and donate from noon to one. It's going to be celebrity bell ringers all day.
All day. All day. But we will be there noon to one.
Lunch, obviously.
Lunchtime.
Come visit us. There's a QR code you'll be able to scan. I uploaded it to the link to our Instagram on Kiss FM if you can't make it.
Let's be honest. They knew the best time to get us there.
Exactly.
Lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. And then also coming up this morning, we've got Harlem Globetrotter tickets.
Yes.
Speaking of downtown, because every New Year's Eve, the Harlem Globetrotters come to Fisurf.
If you didn't know, it is traditional.
And we're going to send a family of four to the 1 p.m. Harlem Globetrotters show on New Year's Eve. But hold on. That's in the next 15 minutes.
Holding.
First, we have to discuss some family business next. I need to hear everything. You owe me an update.
What do you mean? I just gave you an update.
Nope, that wasn't good enough. Okay. I have questions. You know, I'm a woman and I need to know details, and I didn't get enough.
Well, and I'm a man, so unless you ask, I ain't going to say
I'm gonna
no
ask,
details.
I have. Do you see this list of 900 questions right here?
Okay.
I need to talk to you next, TZ.
Say less.
Okay, good. Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We have tickets to go to the Harlem Globetrotters on New Year's Eve at Fiserv Forum coming up next 15 minutes.
Very soon. It's such a good time, too. Nice little something to do during the day on New Year's Eve when most times there's like that lull.
Yep.
This is some fun.
It's a fun little activity.
Yep.
And then we're giving away a trip to Mexico at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that is right. We're sending you to Mexico.
Woohoo! I went. I checked it out. Scene looks good. You're going now.
Allie vetted. Valid. You can go.
That was why I went the whole time. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
DZ, I've got no update on Sammy.
Oh.
You had a baby, and all of a sudden we forgot about my little nephew.
Young samurai.
Sammy. Oh, I miss Sammy. I just want to squeeze his little cheeks thinking about him. He's the cutest.
He is. Well, and you're right. You're right, because we've been doing baby updates, newborn updates.
Yeah, but you got a two-year-old.
Got a two-year-old, two-and-a-half-year-old, if we want to get exact.
Does he think he's 21?
Man, if you ask this boy, he can drive himself. He's got a 9-to-5. He provides. This man pays half the bills, the way he acts, at least.
Oh, Sammy, man, is so funny.
He's grown up a lot.
Really?
Like, yeah, as far as, like, I'm trying to think of something specific, but everything. His foot, huge. His body, huge. All of a sudden, it feels like the clothes that he was in yesterday don't fit now.
He looks so big now next to the baby.
And if you remember, we gave him a little big boy haircut right before his little brother came.
That's right.
So now his face kind of thinned out. Looks a little more mature.
He looks older.
He looks older.
Yeah.
He looks older. And he's also behaving older. Becoming more independent.
That's good.
I'll give you an update, man. My wife last night. So and actually I'll pull this up so I don't misread this and misquote her.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. What did he do?
Our son has gotten so independent to the point of he took his own shower the other day.
Sam, wait, I can't even get my 10-year-old to shower. He still wants to do baths. How did you get a 2.5-year-old to shower?
He just got in, closed the door, and started showering. We let him play in the water, right?
Right.
But he did his own thing.
Oh.
Normally he'll get in with one of us, primarily my wife, I ain't gonna lie.
Is he even potty trained yet?
No.
And he's full?
No.
He's in a diaper? So he walks up in a diaper and starts pulling open the shower curtain?
But hear this, I love the fact that you asked about pottying, because last night, while I'm at the Bucks game working, hence why my voice sounds like this, my wife texted me and goes, dude, all caps, Sammy took off his pull-up as my wife was feeding our newborn, threw it away, and went and sat on the potty unprompted.
No.
He had to go to the bathroom.
I knew he was a genius.
Genius.
I knew it. I knew my nephew was a genius.
You know.
I knew it. I knew Sammy knew exactly what he was doing. What?
Last night. This just happened. So I'm so glad you brought that up, because we were just talking about, like, well, he showed signs early. Very
early. This kid's going to UWM next year. Look out, dude.
Chill out. We're applying to Stanford.
Fair enough. California, here we come.
Marquette Law School, baby.
There you go. Marquette.
No, shout out UWM.
Wow.
Shout out. But no, for real, he is all of a sudden, like, making strides.
Mm.
Big strides. You know, I'm not talking about 1 foot, 2 foot splits. Mm-hmm. This man is making Giannis moves down the court. Big strides.
Well, and you're also in this, like 0-3, huge developmental period.
Mm.
3-6, huge developmental period.
Yeah.
So he's already going to be thriving and changing quickly. And then you throw in the baby, which kind of forces him to, it changes the environment. He grows up a little quicker. Now he's a big brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how that's even pushing it even more.
We were amazed. Absolutely amazed. Because it's not like we've been hardcore practicing.
Yeah.
We tried to potty train and he wasn't taking to it. So we said, all right, we ain't going to force it on you. It'll make it worse. But that to us is glorious.
Okay.
And I know my parents understand.
Then, okay, so that's the positive. Sammy's growing up. He went and sat on the potty out of nowhere yesterday. He took a shower like he's a grown man about to shave his beard.
He shaved in the shower too. Yeah. Shadow's already back.
Mom, give me a razor. I know I'm only 2.5.
Mom,
but
where's my shaving cream?
What? is he doing anything negative yet towards the baby? Because I don't want to go negative, but it's so relatable. I remember there's a phase where, I don't want to say the two-year-old assaults the baby, but the two-year-olds are a little rough with the baby because there's some jealousy. And if you watch out, you have to watch, you have to keep your eye on them sometimes. You know where I'm going with this.
We've been really, really careful.
Yeah.
You know, Sammy hasn't necessarily held Danny all too much, our newborn.
Sure.
We've been there. My wife has held the baby and let, like, rested Danny on Sammy's lap. But he hasn't really gotten aggressive or had any negative towards the newborn.
Mm-hmm.
His own negatives, though, is this man's sassiness has tenfolded.
Where did he get that?
I don't know. It's not for me.
I mean, you and Aaron aren't sassy at all.
At
sarcasm.
All. At all.
Sarcasm. Total sarcasm.
Both sass masters over
Both
here.
Both sass masters.
Yeah. But he's like, with the maturity comes this just apprehension and understanding of like, now I don't really need to listen to you. Your hands are kind of full. If I don't feel like throwing this away right now, guess who's not?
He's doing that. He's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But thankfully, it's not with daycare. It's only with us. And that's what I will say.
Oh.
Us as parents, we could deal with that. We'll handle that.
He's doing what kids do. They act like angels in front of other people and they go home and they torture you.
The defiance
and
at home.
And then other people go, oh.
What? He's perfect.
Like I came over and I go, Sammy's so good. Look how good he was at your house. Oh, look how he was so sweet to me. Mm-hmm. And then I leave and it's like,
exactly.
Oh, you thought, sucker?
Exactly.
Oh, you thought?
So that was the only thing that we were concerned about and wanted to make sure that he wasn't doing, that he wasn't behaving or not lashing out, but overacting at daycare. And he's not. She said, Juana was like, he's an angel. He's amazing. He's perfect. And we went, okay.
Okay, whatever you say.
Okay, say less.
When people say that to you, just go, I know.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, this is my life all the time. Your kids are so good, Allie. I'm like, they're great.
You do want to know what she did say.
What did she say? And this is the sitter, Juana?
This is our sitter,
daycare,
daycare, yes. She did say he is pretty proprietary.
What do you mean?
If he picks up a toy, it is his. And he has to decide to share. So that's one thing that we do want to work on is making sure that he knows that toy is not yours. It is everyone's. And if we're playing together, we're playing together,
Should
Sammy.
Should I tell you now or later that Owen and Hudson are 10 and 12 and we have this argument to this day, every day, about what toy's mine and that was my toy, but I gave it to him in a trade and now I want it back? Or that's the kind of argument. Like now it's not even it was mine or his. It's we've traded it and I want it back now. Things like that.
Oh, so it's only going to get worse.
It's going to be great. You know what? It's going to be great. Everything's going to be great. The boys are going to get along. They're never going to fight.
Allie, why aren't you making eye contact? Why aren't you looking at
me? What
do you mean? No.
Sharing? Please. And then you got a 2.5-year-old.
Ooh.
This is where it gets tough. Yeah.
But overall, I'd say great.
Little
man is doing good.
Good. Tell Sammy that Tia Allie said sharing is caring.
I'm pretty sure he just heard you.
Did he?
Yeah, they be
Sammy,
listening.
Sammy, sharing is caring.
You hear that, papito?
Mm-hmm. You heard? Okay, let's give away Harlem Globetrotter tickets.
Right now. I'm ready.
Let's do it. 414-533-1037. We'll do caller 33, even though it's on the 31st of this month.
Say less.
414-533-1037. Caller 33?
Yep.
You're going to see the Harlem Globetrotters New Year's Eve. Good luck. Well, somebody's going to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on New Year's Eve because they have two shows at Fiserv Forum, and we're sending you to the 1 p.m. game. You and three friends. This is four tickets.
Perfect way to spend New Year's Eve day.
Exactly. Samantha's in Milwaukee. Hey, Samantha.
Morning.
Hi.
What's going on, girl? What are you doing?
Hi, I'm on my way to work.
What's that? Where's that? Because you know we're nosy.
Of course.
I work in New Berlin. I work in life safety for fire protection.
Look at you go, girl.
Out here in your neck of the woods.
I'll find you later at Quick Trip. For sure. I won't be there at lunch today because I'll be downtown ringing the bell for the Salvation Army with
That's
DZ.
Right. Public market.
See you there at noon. But Samantha, you're going to see the Harlem Globetrotters. Congratulations.
Hey. Downtown, New Year's Eve.
Have you ever done this on New Year's?
I have not, but my daughter, who's 8, is going to be super excited.
Fantastic. And you have four tickets, so you can take her and some of her friends.
Ooh.
You can take your own friends with her. You got four tickets.
Maybe a little girls' day.
Girls' day, indeed.
I'll see you there. What time are we going? When are we leaving?
Oh, wait, that means I can't go.
Sorry, DZ. You're busy dealing with a sassy toddler. You'll be busy. Samantha, hold on. We're going to get some info from you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. Another chance tomorrow. And don't forget, we are giving away a trip to Mexico in less than 20 minutes. Hold on. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com